So, Father, we ask for your anointing right now to come on each ear, come on each heart, to stir up in us the living word of God that is able to build us up and give us an inheritance. Lord, you gave us such a great inheritance. Lord, you demonstrated it with Israel when you gave them the inheritance of the land. And Lord, in the New Testament, you have given us so much. You have vested so much and made accessible to us simply by faith. Lord, ignite our hearts this morning. Let your word be revelation to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the gift, Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. And how many of you know that? He didn't run dry, did he? No. He didn't run out of power when the Apostle John died. He didn't run out of anointing. He keeps on giving. And the story continues. You know, we started off this series saying, don't stop here. And many people stop when they should be using that as a platform to grow and to build a life worth living. Life worth living. John 3:16. But he is the gift. And today we're talking about the story continues. You know, Christmas has come and gone. Gifts have been exchanged. Lights are still shining bright on the trees and everything is still. But, you know, it's the crescendo has come and gone. But I'm telling you something. Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forever, isn't he? And when all the light and the snows melt and the lights disappear and everything gets packed up and put away with all the decorations, that's when we can really enjoy the real Christmas, because it's not just Christmas time that we celebrate. It's the birth of him in our hearts that is there 24/7, 365 and a quarter, and then some. Amen? I like that, 365 and a quarter. You know, it's just, he's more than enough, isn't he? Oh, yeah. But he is amazing. Jesus Christ is, if he's not amazing to you, then you're trying to figure him out. And you can't figure him out. Just when you think you know everything there is to know about him, he just blows it apart and he comes through with something else that is bigger and better than you could ever even imagine. And I say this, I've said it before, I'll say it again. If Jesus Christ never lived, no man could have ever invented him. Period. Isn't that right? You agree with that? Thank you. There's an amen. Thank you, Jason. But what he gives never melts away, never fades away. What he gives never runs out of power. It doesn't run out of electricity. The battery never goes dry. It never gets used up or obsolete. Whatever he gives, his gifts and his callings are never retracted. People say, you believe in once saved, always saved? And my question back to him is, why is that a question? I don't want out, do you? You know, here's the thing. Lori and I have been married 36 years. It'll be 37 on May 12th. If she woke up one morning and said, you know, I don't feel married today, it would take an awful lot more than her feelings to get out of that marriage, wouldn't it? Because when we're married on earth, we're also married on the altar of heaven. And there is a union that's done, that's complete in Christ, and it's done. When you were born again, you were born into a family with a father, not into a bunch of laws and rules and dried up, crispy old, dead, gray-haired religion. Oh. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9. And as we do, you know, again, once we look into the Word of God, when you open the Bible and look into these pages, you are looking, the magnitude is unbelievable, what you are looking into. the power of the Word of God in liberating the human soul is unbelievable. So let's declare this together. This word is God speaking to me. This word is God's life being imparted to me. This word is God's incorruptible seed being planted in me. This word is God's authority being delegated to me. This word is God's blessing overtaking me. This word is God's ability empowering me. This word is God's counsel guiding me. This word is God's power of salvation to me. This word is God accomplishing in me that which pleases him. This word is God speaking to me. And so what's God speaking to us? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Everybody say that. A child has been born.
A child has been
born. A son has been given. To me. Say that, to me.
To me.
You know, we talked about the 8 billion people here in the earth, and Jesus would have done it if it was just you that needed him. That's the big thing. I mean, creation declares that. I mean, you see the enormity of the universe, and then you see these little microscopic, almost these little gnats that have insides and everything, have a life. You know, and he knows all of it. There's nothing too small for him to know completely. There's nothing too big for him. He is absolutely amazing. He is the Word that was made flesh. What Word? The Word that created the universe that is still expanding at the speed of light. That's God. That's the Word of God. And all of that Word that created exploding stars and planets and earth, that Word was made flesh and dwelt among us as one of us, feeling what we feel, being able to associate with our pains and with the things that affect our life, the things that dwarf our emotions and the things that warp our personality. He knows all of it. He knows all of it. But he doesn't just know it. He has the ability to change it. He doesn't leave you where he found you. Amen? He says, come on into the fireplace. Come on, get warm. You need food. You need a bath. God takes care of his kids. Look, I think of the Good Samaritan and the innkeeper. And he poured in oil in his wounds and bound him up and brought him to the inn and took care of him and left more money and said, here, if you spend any more than this, when I come back, I'll give it to you more. And the thing is, he gave him 2 pence. You know what a pence was? A denarii? That's one day's wage. So he was planning on coming back after 2 days or 2,000 years, because the day with the Lord is 1,000 years. Amen? And we are right at the end in the final few sentences of the completion of the book of Acts. The book of Acts has no end. That was intended so that we could co-author in cooperation with the Holy Spirit and continue the book of Acts right up to the rapture. And we are in the final few sentences. Oh, do you want to stay here one more minute than you have to? Come on, this world, I mean, Jesus considered it a privilege and an honor to go to that cross. He said, with desire, I have desired to do this to this moment. So what should I say? Father, deliver me from this? No, this is why I came. This is why the Son was given. The child was given. The Son was born. This is why it all happened. And then when he was made flesh, what did he do? He grew up. He started speaking words. Who's he? He's God in the flesh, and he starts speaking words. I wonder if those words have the same power now as they did then. I wonder now if they have the same healing inside of them that they had now that they did then. If they have the same deliverance, he cast out demons with his word. I wonder if they have the same power and the same truth to arrest, and so that the Pharisees couldn't even speak in response to him. He paralyzed the lies and the deceit of the enemy. Just paralyzed, just by saying words and truth that he was declaring here in the earth as a man where the authority was first given, as a man. That's why he had to become a man. Because God gave it to Adam. And Jesus is the last Adam. And he fulfilled everything that the first Adam should have done. And you know where it began? Adam in the garden. Jesus in the garden. Was it worth it for him to sweat those drops of blood in the garden? Oh, yeah. Big time. Because there was only one sin that was standing between God and man. That was Adam's sin. And it was treasonous sin. What he did was sell you out, the entire human race, yet in his loins, totally betrayed, and betrayed the entrustment that God gave him. It was total treason. Eve was deceived, but Adam knew what he was doing. Think about that for 2 minutes. Was it worth it for him to go from there to the whipping post? To get the crown of thorns planted on his head, to receive the nails and the spear? Yes. Why? If you were the only one to get saved, it would have been worth it to him. But millions have been saved. Millions have come into the kingdom of God. Millions have not. Wide is the road that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Find it this morning. Whatever that it is, do it. Whatever that it is this morning, ask God to show it to you. But ask him knowing that you're willing to do what he says to do. Amen? That's the key to the whole thing, to do what he says to do. Think of the widow woman. She came to Elisha and she said, what do you have? She said, I have some oil. He says, go to your neighbors and borrow vessels, not a few, as many as you can, and bring them there, and then start pouring the oil. It'll multiply, and then sell what you have, pay off your debt, so that your sons won't be sold into slavery to work off the debt. And you know, the oil didn't stop until they ran out of vessels. You don't limit God. Amen. Don't limit God. If God says to do something, do it all the way and then some. And then the greater one, who's greater than anything, any shortage that you have, will continue to supply you until you run out of room to receive it. This is the word of God. It keeps on expanding and expanding like it does with the universe. It's expanding inside of you. It's renewing your mind, expanding your mind to think like God, to think as God thinks. You have the mind of Christ, don't you? Isn't that what the Bible teaches us? We have the mind of Christ. So next time your mind says this, that, or the other, no. I have the mind of Christ. Amen. And I'm greater than that thought. Amen. I'm greater than that feeling. I'm greater than this. I'm greater than human desire. I'm greater because the greater one is in me. He said, I'll live in them, I'll walk in them, and I'll have my being in them. We are the temple. Remember that one from the manger to the temple? Don't stop at the manger. Keep on going because you now, as being saved, are the temple of the living God. Amen. The temple of God. He lives in you. Yeah. He walks in you. People say, well, I never hear from God. What? He lives in you. Why wouldn't you be expecting to hear from him? Communication. Oh, I wonder if his word's the same. I wonder if it's the same today as it was then. Oh, look at that scripture. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Am I getting too excited for you here? Because I'm looking at you going, huh? Yeah, get excited with this. Look at this. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And everything he spoke when he was here in the earth as a man and after he rose from the dead as a man. He's still a man, by the way. You say, that's sacrilege. No, it's the truth. Because there is a man, a born-again, spirit-filled man. He tasted death for every man. And then was made alive in the spirit. If that's not born-again, I'd like to know what born-again is. He's a born-again, spirit-filled man. In the Godhead. He's just as human as you. spirit, soul, and body. He's not sinful, but he is just as much God as the Father is, and he's just as human as you and me. And he's able to be touched with the feelings of your infirmity. Oh, he loves you. The eternal price that he paid on that cross, actually before that, when he became a man, the eternal price that he was willing to go through and be that man for you as long as that covenant is in existence. Will he not with him give you all things? Is this good? Is this rich? Does this empower you? Does this put gas in your tank and light it up? Woo-hoo! Hallelujah to Jesus. And that power is going to get, look at this. It says that everything is sustained by the word of God. It says he holds all things together. In Colossians 1, it says, in him all things consist or are held together. He stood there one day and said, heaven and earth will pass away. But what did he say? But my words will not pass away. Is this word just as good today as it was then? Does it cast out demons today as much as it did then? Does it heal people as much as it does then? Some people he laid hands on. Some people just hearing him got healed. The word of God always produces results, always creates things, opportunities, blessing. It just brings it, ushers in the presence of Jesus. This is who he is. This is who the Father is, because Jesus is everything the Father is. And you know what? Your Father is everything that Jesus is and declared him to be. And his words will stand forever. His words will never pass away. There were four words that God spoke. Light be, light was. Those words are still creating. Think of four scriptures. Don't complicate this. You don't have to be a big theologian and know the whole Bible. It helps, but the more word you have, the more the Holy Spirit can use, right? But make it simple. Take four scriptures in your life that can be the cornerstone, that can be the sun of your solar system of all of your thoughts, that you can rotate around. Make it like John 3:16. That's a good one. How about Joshua 1:8? This book of the law shall not depart from out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written therein, for then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. That's another good one. How about 1 Corinthians 13:8? Love never fails. How about Acts 16, where Paul said, only believe. Jesus said that too. Mark 9, only believe, for all things are possible to him who believes. Take four scriptures in your life, meditate on them. Say, how long should I meditate them? Until they start talking to you. When a situation comes up, all of a sudden that scripture will just come up and it'll start talking to you and it'll start to expand what God meant, sent it to do and what he wanted to accomplish. Amen. Are you glad Christmas came? I love Christmas. I love to give presents. I love to see people. I love to get presents, because I like to see what it does. And you know, as we give to each other, it gives God opportunity to give more to us. It's just a circle of blessing. So not to complicate anything, we're going to close it here. But I want to give an opportunity. If you have never received the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, because that's the only evidence the book of Acts gives us. There's other evidence too. But the only tangible evidence in your life that God gives you is speaking in tongues. If you have never done that, I want you to come up here after and receive the Holy Spirit, and I'll pray with you. And God will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the gift that keeps on giving and giving and giving and giving and giving and giving, like you poured out your whole until you had no more to give. Lord, let that be us, because we have the greater one on the inside of us, and we can give. We can pour ourselves out for those around us. We can speak into their life fearlessly, because we stand before you in the fear of God, as Kelly had shared with us. Therefore, we can stand before people with a testimony ready and prepared to give to them the same opportunity that changed our lives. We thank you for your word. It will not return void, but it'll accomplish. We thank you for your word, that it is life to us. We thank you that it is the blessing of God that unlocks all of the power, all of the promises in your word. In Jesus' name.